بَدِيعُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَنَّا يَكُونُ لَهُ وَلَدٌ وَلَمْ تَكُنْ لَهُ صَاحِبَةٌ وَخَلَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ
He is the originator of the heavens and the earth. How can he have a son when he has had no mate? He has created everything and has full knowledge of all things.
ذلكم الله ربكم لا إله إلا هو خالق كل شيء فاعبدوه وهو على كل شيء وكيل
Such is Allah your Lord. There is no God but He, the Creator of all things. Serve Him alone, for it is He who is the guardian of everything.
لا تدركه الأبصار وهو يدرك الأبصار وهو اللطيف الخبير.
No visual perception can encompass Him, even though He encompasses all visual perception. He is the all-subtle, the all-aware.
قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ بَصَائِرُ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ فَمَنْ أَبْصَرَ فَلِنَفْسِهِ وَمَنْ عَمِيَ فَعَلَيْهَا وَمَا أَنَا عَلَيْكُمْ بِحَفِيظٍ
The lights of clear perception have now come to you from your Lord. Then he who chooses to see clearly does so to his own good, and he who chooses to remain blind does so to his own harm. I am not your keeper. I am not your keeper. Even though this statement is from God, it is expressed through the mouth of the Prophet, peace be upon him. This is similar to what we find in Surah Al-Fatiha. Though the statement is God's, it is expressed as a statement of his servants, men of faith. The statement, I am not your keeper, signifies that the task of the Prophet is confined to carrying the light of true guidance to others, and then it is up to them either to use it to perceive the reality or to keep their eyes closed. The Prophet, peace be upon him, is not required to compel those who deliberately kept their eyes shut to open them, forcing them to see what they did not wish to see.
وَكَذَلِكَ نُصَرِّفُ الْآيَاتِ وَلِيَقُولُوا دَرَسْتَ وَلِنُبَيِّنَهُ لِقَوْمٍ يَعْلَمُونَ
Thus do we make our signs clear in diverse ways, that they might say, You have learned this from somebody, and we do this in order that we make the truth clear to the people of knowledge.
اتبع ما أوحي إليك من ربك لا إله إلا هو وأعرض عن المشركين
O Muhammad, peace be upon him. Follow the revelation which has come to you from your Lord, other than whom there is no God, and turn away from those who associate others with Allah in His divinity.
وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَا أَشْرَكُوا وَمَا جَعَلْنَاكَ عَلَيْهِمْ حَفِيظًا وَمَا أَنْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِوَكِيلٍ
Had Allah so willed, they would not have associated others with Him in His divinity, and we have not appointed you a watcher over them, and you are not their guardian.
ولا تسبوا الذين يدعون من دون الله فيسبوا الله عدوا بغير علم كذلك زينا لكل أمة عملهم ثم إلى ربهم مرجعهم فينبئهم بما كانوا يعملون
Do not revile those other than Allah whom they invoke, because they will revile Allah in ignorance out of spite. For we have indeed made the deeds of every people seem fair to them. Thereafter, they will return to their Lord, and He will inform them of what they have done.
وَأَقْسَمُوا بِاللَّهِ جَهْدَ أَيْمَانِهِمْ لَئِنْ جَاءَتْهُمْ آيَةٌ لَيُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهَا قُلْ إِنَّمَا الْآيَاتُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَمَا يُشْعِرُكُمْ أَنَّهَا إِذَا جَاءَتْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ
They swear by Allah with their most solemn oaths that if a sign comes to them, they will certainly believe in it. Say, signs are in Allah's power alone. What will make you realize that even if those signs were to come, they would still not believe. They would still not believe. These words are addressed to the Muslims. Driven by the restless yearning to see people embrace Islam, a yearning which they sometimes expressed in words, they wished some miracle to happen, a miracle that would lead their erring brethren to the true faith.
وَنُقَلِّبُ أَفْئِدَتَهُمْ وَأَبْصَارَهُمْ كَمَا لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهِ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ وَنَذَرُهُمْ فِي طُغْيَانِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ
We are turning their hearts and eyes away from the truth, even as they did not believe in the first instance. And we leave them in their insurgence to stumble blindly.